And welcome to Vespers tonight. My name is Eric Holland. I'm the pastor here at Holden. And on Wednesday nights during the summer, we invite our village musician, this week, Lorraine Brew from Valparaiso, to plan and lead worship. Again, that's on Wednesday nights, and tonight we'll be singing a setting of evening prayer, Joyous Light by Ray McKeever. I have a one announcement. We will be using just a small amount of incense tonight. And if that bothers your sensibilities in some way, please know that during the first hymn you're invited to, the first song, you're invited to find a spot closer to the door. It should be just a little bit, and hopefully it won't bother anyone. Lorraine has a few announcements before we begin.
The setting this evening is probably new to most of you. It's actually new to most of us as well. Mark and Cindy will be the cantors up here at these microphones, and you can follow them. They will help you to know when and how to sing. At one point, you'll find a Roman numeral 1 and a Roman numeral 2. If you have a high or a treble voice, you'll sing the Roman numeral 1 with Cindy, who will lead you in. If you are a low or a bass voice, you will follow the Roman numerals 2, and Mark will lead you in. The lesson this evening from 1 Corinthians was the text for a sermon that was given earlier this month at a Seminex reunion. John Stephen Paul, a theater faculty member at Valparaiso University and a Holden frequenter, sent this sermon last week to several of his friends, noting the importance of singing as formational to this reunion gathering. So it's fitting that we remember tonight John's love of singing. He died this past Friday, and his funeral will be held tomorrow morning at Valparaiso. The scripture and the remembrance that will be read, the reading that will be read after the scripture, are offered tonight as a remembrance of his life of faith, lived through his writing of liturgical drama, his teaching, and his scholarship. As part of the Vespers this evening, since it's a musical Vespers, the choir here to my right will be singing two anthems following the two readings. After that, the cantors will then lead you in the Magnificat. We'll take a few moments of silence right now before we stand and sing our evening prayer.
To burn. As we sing, O Holy Three in One, Fount of life and love and fire divine, we rejoice in you with the pure voice of gladness.
Let us give our thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
We praise and thank you, O God, through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom you have enlightened us by revealing the light that never fades. Night is falling, and day's allotted span draws to a close. The daylight you created for our pleasure has fully satisfied us, and yet, of your free gift, now the evening lights do not fail us. We praise you and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom be glory, honor, and power to you in the Holy Spirit, now and always and forever and ever.
Amen. O God, from the rising of the sun to its setting, your name is worthy of all praise. Let our prayer rise before you as incense, and with the lifting up of our hands, may we offer our whole lives to you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Please turn to Psalm 62 on page 11 of your booklet.
A reading from 1 Corinthians 3. For no one can lay any foundation other than the one that has been laid. That foundation is Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on the foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, the work of each builder will become visible, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed with fire. And the fire will test what sort of work each has done. If what has been built on the foundation survives, the builder will receive a reward. If the work is burned up, the builder will suffer loss. The builder will be saved, but only through fire. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is holy, and you are that temple. Do not deceive yourselves. If you think that you are wise in this age, you should become fools so that you may become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their craftiness. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, and they are futile. So let no one boast about human leaders, for all things are yours, whether Paul or Apollos or Cephas or the world or life or death or the present or the future. All belong to you, and you belong to Christ, and Christ belongs to God. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. A reading from The Place of Will, Intellect, and Feeling in Prayer by Evelyn Underhill. As the artist's passion for sensuous beauty finds expression in their work and urges them to create beauty as well as they can, so too the soul's passion for spiritual beauty should find expression in its work, that is to say, in its prayer. A work of art, inasmuch as the work of the Spirit of God is the beauty of nature. But in art, the Holy Spirit works through human consciousness. Therefore, human prayer ought to be as beautiful as possible, for thus it approaches more nearly the mind of God. It should have dignity as well as intimacy, form as well as color. More, all those little magic thoughts, those delicate winged fancies, which seem like birds rejoicing in God's sight, these too should have their place in it. Consider the lilies, those perfect examples of a measured, harmonious, natural, and creative life under a form of utmost loveliness. I cannot help thinking that it is the duty of all Christians to impart something of that flower-like beauty to their prayer, that humble yet passionate love of the beautiful, which finds the perfect objects of adoration in God and something of God's fairness in all created things.
We must do the right thing. The word is near you, on your lips, and in your hearts.
Everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you.
sorrow, we pray to you, Lord. Under your protecting care in the day that is past. Bring your healing to the wounds of this day, those we have inflicted, those we have felt, those that trouble our world. Cover us this night with the wings of your grace and raise us to a new day with Christ, our light and our peace.
Amen.
Let us pray with confidence in the words our Savior gave us.
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen.
Let us pray.
Go in peace, serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.